Hi, how you doing? It's Adam Roxby here, back once again with another article from the Archives of the Nursing Times. Back when I was the first student nurse editor of the Nursing Times, I wrote an article every week, and I've been recreating those on my website nearly 10 years later. And it's been quite interesting. And this time around, I've got an article entitled "Should We All Be a Little More Selfish?" originally published on the 5th of December. Please be sure to head over to adamroxby.uk for more articles like this. And I've also included the link to the original article over on the Nursing Times website, so you can check it out there and also play around with the Nursing Times, which is always fun. Anyway, here we go. I've noticed something in today's NHS, and it's something I can only describe as healthcare martyrdom. This pervasive culture which has permeated our hospitals makes nurses sacrifice their sanity on a regular basis. Even before I started my nurse training, I would notice staff on a ward missing their lunch break in order to finish some paperwork, or if they were taking a break, they would sit in front of a computer with one hand on a sandwich and the other hand on a mouse. I saw nurses who said that they hadn't had a toilet break or a drink all day because there wasn't the time. There were nurses who frequently stayed hours after a shift, which had finished at 9:30 p.m, only to be back at 7 the next morning. I'm sure that many students can also relate to this, not wanting to break the status quo and trying to give a good impression. I think this culture is dangerous and destructive. So who is my priority? Is it my patients? My family? Or should it be me? If we continue to put ourselves at the bottom of this list of priorities, then we should end up worn out and broken. We become ill and tired before our time. We won't be able to function or care for the patients that are the very reason we entered the profession in the first place. If we started to put ourselves first on more occasions, then I believe we would become more productive and compassionate nurses. I'm not saying that we should all become self-centered, but every day when I see nurses suffering, I feel worried. So take a 2-minute walk to break, go to the toilet if you need to, and try and eat somewhere that doesn't remind you of the work that you have to do. Because if you're unwell, who will be left to look after your patients? Oh man, this was definitely something that bugged me, something chronic. I was a healthcare assistant before I became a student nurse. And as I say, you know, I used to see nurses putting themselves under enormous stress and strain by, as I say, writing notes or filling out forms or, you know, trying to eat a sandwich with, you know, bells buzzing off or patients in, you know, calling out and these sort of things. And I was thinking, this is not a healthy state of affairs, which is why from the very first day of my nurse's training and every day since, I will take my break as it is given to me, and I will make sure that I am off the ward. I am, if possible, out of the building with the sky above me and the sound of birds and grass beneath my feet. I need to be completely physically removed from the location that I'm working. Otherwise, I can't separate myself or switch off or consider it that I've had a break. And the Nursing and Midwifery Council are quite clear on this. You know, having a break is not some sort of pleasurable luxury. It is an essential part of a nurse's day, because we can attribute so many problems to tiredness. You know, this is the reason why when you're driving down a motorway and you see tiredness kills, well, it's not just in the case of you falling asleep at the wheel. Being tired at work could be the difference between administering the right amount of a medication or a fatal dose of a medication in an extreme example. And even, you know, with that extreme example, that you can boil it down to even small, simple problems, and the fact that we need to look after ourselves, because it's quite often the cumulative effects of this stress and strain can be, you know, horrendously detrimental. As I said in the article, you know, we could burn out well before our time. And if you take the time to look after yourself physically and mentally, you can go from having a short, fiery, stressful career to a long, productive, and, you know, cumulatively a more beneficial career for your patients and for society as a whole. Unfortunately, I don't think it's a situation that's getting particularly better, given that, you know, as I record this, I am, you know, awaiting my second COVID vaccination, and every advert you see on television is talking about sort of protecting the NHS. And one of the ways we can do that is not by spreading the virus, but also by allowing staff on the ward to have their break and not to feel guilty for that, which is another thing that I used to see, you know, about, you know, almost 10 years ago now, this sort of guilt or strange feelings of, oh, I haven't got time to take my break. Well, really you do. And also staying late was another thing. Nurses, especially, you know, in the hospital environment, which is where I started my career, was you used to feel really guilty if you handed anything over. You know, this sacred ritual that you do at the beginning and the end of every shift is to inform the following shift as what's been going on and also what needs doing. And if things need doing, then you shouldn't necessarily have to stay behind and finish everything on your to-do list, but you should feel happy, confident, and able to hand things over to the next shift, because as we kept on getting told, nursing is a 24-hour caring community. So we care for patients and people under our care for 24 hours a day, and it doesn't matter that you haven't done everything on your list. You know, you can hand it over if it's not urgent, and it can be done maybe during the night or even the following day. So, yes, drink your water, meditate regularly, go to the toilet, and if possible, try and get outside as much as possible during your working day, just to have that fresh air and be able to look up and see the clouds and hear the birds. And you will be surprised at how liberating and restorative that process can be when, for the past sort of, you know, God knows how many hours, all you've had is, you know, bleeping pumps and people calling out and bells and other distractions and things which are just generally adding to your stressful day. Anyway, as I said, I'm uploading all of these articles from the archives of the Nursing Times over on my website, adamroxby.uk. I hope you can join me there for some more. I've also got a newsletter which keeps you up to date as to when I post new articles. But anyway, I look forward to speaking to you, as always, really soon.